Kitchen.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
We have yet another swatting incident in L.A., this time Russell Brand the victim, or non-victim actually, because there were not two men dressed in full body armor approaching his home with guns, which was what the 911 caller said was happening.
Number 4.
Jay-Z posted a little teaser on his Life and Times website yesterday, letting us know he's bringing back the Made in America Music Festival to Philadelphia over Labor Day weekend, August 31st through September 1st. But we have to wait until tomorrow to find out this year's lineup. It's being revealed at noon Eastern on Spotify.
Number 3.
Could Kim Kardashian be fudging a little bit about her due date? She told the Today Show back in January that her baby with Kanye West is due in July. Well, sources say it's actually earlier than that, more like mid-June. Possibly she did it to throw off the paparazzi, or possibly she calculated wrong.
Number 2.
It's been said that you're known by the company you keep. So what does Miley Cyrus's company say about her? Now, over the weekend, she flew out to Miami without her maybe, maybe not fiancé Liam Hemsworth, so she could help her good buddy Pharrell Williams celebrate his 40th birthday. Also in the birthday mix, Lil Wayne and Lil Kim.
Number 1.
Now, yesterday we heard Chris Brown was hanging out with this waitress from New York named Charisma Ramirez, and she was being blamed for the breakup with Rihanna. Well, now we hear that back on the West Coast, this 22-year-old waitress named Keisha Campbell, who is a waitress at the Playhouse Nightclub, is actually the one who is to blame. Now, Keisha says, "Forget it. I'm just Chris's waitress. Always have been, always will be. I don't go for black guys." She says she's not racist, it's just a dating preference, but whatever's going on between Chris Brown and Rihanna is between them. She is not a homewrecker. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.